It's wonderful to be in the Lord's house this morning. Thank God for this another Sabbath morning, and thank God for this another Easter Sabbath morning. Thank the Lord that He got up from the grave. He was resurrected, and that's what we're celebrating today especially. But we celebrate that every day of our lives. And I praise God that I've been resurrected in my soul. And I praise God that if you're here today and you're not saved by God's grace, you can get saved by God's grace. It's good to see everybody. Got a wonderful crowd. We had a wonderful sunrise service this morning. We had a wonderful Sunday school, which started at 10 o'clock, and it was great. And I appreciate seeing everybody. Glad you're here. And I want to read a scripture from the book of Matthew about the resurrection. I'll just read a little part of it. But Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the sepulcher, and there'd been an earthquake, and they were afraid. And there was one that came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it, an angel. Verse 3 said, his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And praise God today that he's alive. And they looked at the place, no doubt, with their eyes. But I saw that place one time when I was a 12-year-old boy, not with these eyes, but with the eye of faith in response to the gospel. I'm just as sure that Jesus got up from the dead as these women were when they looked in the tomb that was empty. Well, I can feel that this morning. Let's stand. Have a word of prayer. As we pray, precious Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. Thank you for what we can feel. Thank you, God, for the resurrection and the reality of it. God, thank you for each one that's come this way today. Thank you for each one that's here and each one that's watching on the live stream. God, I pray today that you'd help us to have a hallelujah meeting. Help us to have a meeting, God, that would speak and touch to people's hearts. God, and Lord, our heart's desire is to see somebody get saved. God, we pray today that you just bless us and help us to get ourselves out of the way and in the center of your will, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we ask it, and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to Brother Taylor in the choir.
Page 17.
I was given this prayer.
Page 43. Page
I went to church one lonely night. I said, "Wake back."
was weeping when she came where Jesus lay, for she thought my Lord was sleeping. The stone was rolled away.
Sir, I'm glad to be here this morning on Easter Sunday. We got a packed house. Glad for everyone that's made it this way. A lot of singing of the old story today. And I thought as they were singing, I'm glad it still works. I'm not looking for anything new. I don't need anybody to get up and tell me how much money I could have or how I could prosper. Tell me how bad I was, yet Christ loved me. That's good enough to save. I thought about in Acts, and I just want to read this scripture real fast. This is just after Peter and John had healed a man. And they're before a council. And they said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. He's the only place you're going to find it today. I'm glad of that. I'm glad that I can stand. And I want to say it is the honor of my life to tell you this morning that He is alive. I've been different places in life. It is the honor of my life to testify today that He is alive. And because He lives, we live also. I'm glad of that. Glad to be here. For everybody that's seated to stand at this time. Anyone with an unspoken prayer request this morning? Hands all over the house. Let's remember all those. Anyone with a spoken prayer request?
Remember Daryl.
Remember Daryl Brooks.
Pray for God to speak to the lost this morning.
Yeah, remember that. Really remember that? Anybody else? Nobody else has anything. We'll ask Brother Andrew to lead us in prayer. Third verse of that song says, at the stern of the ship was the captain, and I could hear when he called out my name. I'm glad today. You may have never been in a church before. The gospel is good enough for you, and it is a personal matter today. Terry's, Lord willing, going to preach here in just a few moments, but Terry cannot save you. Terry's going to preach the gospel. I believe that. He's done it many times. I'm believing God that he's going to do that. Friend, but you're left with a personal decision today. I'm glad it's that way. We wonder at this time if anybody would have a song or a testimony. Pray for Mike.
I thank God for being here and thank him while I can feel in my heart. Thank him for saving my soul. Y'all pray for me. I haven't sung this much. On a cold and lonely hillside, at a place called Calvary hung a man slowly dying, so lost souls could be free. It was the blessed Messiah they crucified that day. Father, please forgive them, was the prayer they heard him pray. Then he bowed his head in sorrow. It is finished, he did cry. And the soldier shoved the spear into his precious side. From the cross to the graveyard, they sealed him in the tomb. No one seemed to know that he'd be returning soon. But he's coming back. He's coming back. Keep looking up. He's coming back. No grave can hold him. No power control him. He's gone away, but he's coming back. On the first day of the week, at the breaking of the dawn, they found the stone was rolled away and Jesus Christ was gone. He appeared to his disciples and gave the joyful news. I've conquered death, hell, and the grave, and I did it all for you. Now I'm going to my Father, and someday you'll come too. Go and tell all nations about the gospel news. When you see the wars and earthquakes and famines in the land, just lift your eyes toward heaven, 'cause he's coming back again. He's coming back. He's coming back. Keep looking up. He's coming back. No grave can hold him. No power control him. He's gone away, but he's coming back. I thank you God for that.
Appreciate that song. Anyone else? Pray for him.
Appreciate being here this morning. Appreciate it. Good Lord, I feel. I wouldn't be up here if I was on my own, but I'm thankful for everybody's here, and just how good the Lord's been to me. Y'all pray for me. You know, I only sing about one song, but let's put it on my heart, so please pray for me. Lord, I don't want to do one thing on my own. Put me where you want me, Lord, where I belong. Give me the strength to do thy perfect will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to stay in the center of thy will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill. This world gets more wicked every day. People's hearts have grown cold, forgotten how to pray. If I live to be 100, I'll keep holding to your hand. Till you come to take me home to that promised land. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to stay in the center of thy will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill.
I was a wretch, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Far too wide, but from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white.
Thank you, Jesus,
you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You took my place. Took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious love.
Nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls the sons and daughters who are ransomed by our Father through the blood, the blood.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my into glorious
together in a while, so we just want to do what God wants us to do, so just pray for us.
People often ask me why I believe,
They say I was in at Calvary to watch him die on the tree. They ask, how could one man do all the things that you say and rise from the dead after 3 days in the grave? I tell them it's all true. I've seen it for myself, but not with these eyes that you see. One day I opened my heart and Jesus came in. I saw it all through the eyes of faith. Through the eyes of faith, His miracles I see. Through the eyes of faith, my Jesus showed me. I saw Him in the fiery furnace, protecting each and every man. I saw Him standing on the water, reaching out for Peter's hand. I saw Him make the blind man see with one touch of His hand. I saw it all through the eyes of faith. Once I was blind from the sin I was in, lost and all alone. And then Jesus took my hand. He parted my Red Sea. He led me to Calvary. Oh, these miracles you see, He did them all for me. Oh, friend, if you'll ask and believe in your heart, He'll show you these miracles too. Though you will not see with your eyes naturally, but you can through the eyes of faith. Through the eyes of faith, His miracles I see. Through the eyes of faith, my Jesus showed me. I saw Him feed 5,000 people with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. I saw Him wake up Lazarus 4 days after dead. I saw Him die on Calvary. He did it all for me. I saw it all through the eyes of faith. I saw Him die on Calvary. He did it all for me. I saw it all through the eyes of faith. I saw it all through the eyes of
thank the Lord for this good move. Thank the Lord for His surf. We'll let you say whatever you want to. Say something.
Just been through a lot of trouble and just need a lot of help. Just need people to pray for me.
Amen. Thank the Lord for you. Glad you come. Now, if you close family or friends want to shake his hand, hug his neck, please do that. I won't have everybody come around just yet, because I think we've got a whole bunch of more people who needs to come to the altar. And we'll get them all together in a little while, if that's all right. Come to the altar. Obey the Lord.
Lately I've been looking back on this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say, God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. As time rewinds, I can see I've cried some bitter tears, but I've felt his arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. I've had more gains than losses, and I've felt more joy than hurt as his grace fell down upon me undeserved. God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and his love will be my end. And I could spend forever just trying to tell you everything he is. But there's no better way to tell you than this. God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, by my side he's always stood. And through it all, my God's been good.
Thank you, buddy.
Sunday when I was 50 years old.
Amen.
It's my birthday.
Amen.
I just feel bad for the people that don't have what I have. And
amen.
That don't feel what I do.
Amen.
You don't have this feeling. If you don't know what it's like to be saved, and if you don't know where you're going, you leave this earth. I feel bad for you because you need to get there.
Amen. Appreciate that. Anyone else? Sure good to be here today. I appreciate that good move. I appreciate the Sunday school, appreciate the sunrise service. Glad to hear about the good Fifth Saturday meeting last night. But I'm glad we're here right now at this particular moment. And I want to read from the 24th chapter of the book of Luke. It's similar to what I read earlier, and it's similar to what was read in Sunday school. It's about the resurrection. And then after that, I want to read some, God willing, from the book of 1 Peter, if you'd like to read there. We want you to pray real hard. And I want to use a subject today, the message of the resurrection. And so you pray. And everybody mind the Lord. Obviously, you don't have to wait till I'm through to come to the altar if you feel like coming to the altar. When should you come to the altar? Whenever God's touching your heart. Obey the Lord. So here in the 24th chapter of the book of Luke. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to look over in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1 again. And Peter has a message about the resurrections to some people that he calls strangers. And you'll hear that in this first verse in chapter 1 in the book of Peter. It starts out like this, and pray real hard. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. These are countries in Asia and Asia Minor geographically. But he called them strangers. And then he goes on. He says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Okay, now, I'm going to read one more. It's come on my heart, and I feel like reading it. This is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verse 12. It says, that at that time, and it's talking about a special time, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now really pray. What is the message of the resurrection to you and me? I praise God that God gave us the message of the resurrection. Jesus not only died, but he rose from the dead, and he is alive. Because he's alive, we can live also. Now, when he talked over here, and Peter said to the strangers scattered out throughout, and he named all these little countries. What about strangers? Why did he want to bring the message to strangers? I'm glad, Drew, that he wanted to bring the message to strangers, because one time I was a stranger. Just like it said back there in the book of Ephesians, that at that time I was without Christ, I was an alien from the commonwealth of Israel, I was a stranger to the covenants of promise. Well, what is it to be a stranger to the covenants of promise? I'd never got acquainted with Jesus Christ. I'd never been born again. I'd never been saved by the grace of God. Talk about being an alien. Talking about being a foreigner. Talking about being a stranger. I'm telling you what, when you're in sin, you're as far away from God as you can get. You're outside the ark of safety. When it talks about being an alien from the commonwealth of Israel, that's talking about not being part of the family of God. That's talking about not being part of the church. I'm telling you what, you need to be born again. Now, I'll make this point here. When I got saved, God put me in his family. I became a part of God's spiritual church. Now, later on, not too long after that, I got baptized in the water, and I became a member of the local church. And I'm glad I did that. That's been a blessing to me ever since. That's one of the things we need to do. After we get saved, we need to follow Jesus in baptism. But I'm telling you what, that moment that I trusted Jesus at an altar of repentance in the little block building on Albert Street, the moment that I trusted him and I felt that burden leave, I was part of the grand old church on my way to heaven by the grace of God. And so when he's talking about down here, and said he left according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit. Sanctification means being made holy, being made like unto God. And it talks about down here unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Now, I kind of, when I first come across that as a young man, it talks about the sprinkling of the blood. And I thought, well, wonder what that's talking about. Kind of makes me think about back in the Old Testament when it's talking about when the lamb's blood was shed and when the children of Israel were needing to come out of the land of bondage where they were at. And it said, take the blood and take the hyssop just like a little brush and put it on the doorpost and put it on the lintels. When a death angel comes through, when the firstborn of all the people in the land are dying, when you've got the blood on the door, it's going to be safe in your house. I'm glad I've got the blood. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. One fellow said, well, I don't understand that sprinkling part. I don't understand the drop. Well, I'll put it this way. One drop of the blood of Christ that was shed at Calvary is enough power to redeem the whole world. I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, baptized in the blood of Jesus. Well, preacher, how can you say you've been baptized in the blood of Jesus? Because when I trusted Jesus, God, he took the blood of Jesus Christ, he washed my sins all away, he made a new creature out of me. And so that's talking about being sanctified, having the sprinkling of the blood. And when he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again. What's that talking about? Begotten means born. When he has begotten us again, when we were born again. Let me ask you a question today. Think about the resurrection. What did it take for Jesus to be resurrected? Well, first he had to die. Well, what did he go through to have to die? I'm telling you, if you've ever read in the scripture, if you've ever heard it preached, if you've ever heard it testified about, if you've ever heard the songs about the suffering that Jesus went through, it ought to cause you way down deep. It ought to cause you to appreciate what Jesus has done for you. And on the second part, if you're not doing something for Jesus, if you're not following him, trying to live for him, letting him be a light in your life, you need to be thinking about that. I've had times in my life, even since I've been born again, Anthony, I've had times in my life when God would get my attention and I'd realize all that God had done and is doing for me. And I'd think, oh God, I'm not where I need to be. And I'm telling you what, that's a hard spot to get in. But I want you to know, God that saved your soul, if you're here and you're saved and you're not living for God, the same God that saved your soul, he loves you. He's not forgot you. He's not forsaken you. He's not thrown you away. If you'll just come with an humble heart, ask God, God, forgive me. God will restore that joy back to you. But let me go on a little bit down through here. It talks about this. Said to an inheritance. This is verse 4. Goes on down here past where it says, given a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is talking about what you get. This is the benefits of having the resurrection in your soul. It says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. Well, preacher, what kind of inheritance is that? You know, you hear on TV, some of these preachers on TV, they'll say, you join my group and you give us money and you'll get rich. That's not the gospel. That's a scam. But I'll tell you how you can get rich today. You can trust Jesus as the Savior of your soul. You can get rich beyond measure. You say, preacher, does that mean my bank account will be overflowing? No, it don't. But I'll tell you what will be overflowing if you trust Jesus and follow him. Now, your heart will be overflowing. Your cup will run over. I know it's nice to have wealth and riches, but I'm telling you, I'd rather have my resurrected Savior. I'd rather have the Son of God in my soul today as to have everything that the world's got. Why? Because all these things will let you down. All these things are coming to an end. But what we've got in Christ Jesus, I'm telling you, talk about an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled. It means that you cannot cause it to be made bad. Praise God. Listen, this inheritance that I've got, it'll never fail. It's real. I can feel it in my soul. I'm enjoying it already. But I'm telling you what, fellas, one of these days when God sends his Son and he splits the eastern sky and he comes back on a cloud of glory, I'm telling you what, the dead in Christ are going to get up too. Them which are alive and remain, they'll be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Billy Ray, I don't know when it's happening, buddy, but I know it's happening. It's a coming our way. It's coming after us, Roy. Praise God. I'm glad I've got victory, Carl Adkins. I'm glad that I know I'm going to heaven today. Do you know you're going to heaven? That's the message of the resurrection. If you've got the message of the resurrection in you, then you know you're going to heaven. Do you know you're going to heaven today? Well, preacher, I've been a good person. I've treated people right. I'm happy if you've done that. It's good to have good people around. But I'm telling you what, you don't go to heaven because you've been a good person. And you don't go to hell because you've been a bad person. Oh, preacher, how can that be? I'll tell you why. Listen, you go to heaven because you've been born again. You go to hell if you have not been born again. Jesus said, Nicodemus 3:3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Boy, I feel it this morning. I appreciate people praying. I appreciate people. Thank God for the church house this morning being full of people. Well, preacher, are you gloating about the church house being full? No. No, sirree. I'm just praising God for it. It's a blessing to see people come to the house of God. I'm glad to have everybody here today. If you're visiting, I thank God for you. We're glad you're here. It's a blessing. We're glad to have you. Listen, if you're here today and lost, you don't have to leave lost if God will speak to your heart. Let me go on down through here a little bit farther where it talks about an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. It goes on and says this, that fadeth not away. Boy, I'm telling you what, not only does it stay good, it stays with you. It won't fade away. Have you ever gotten anything that you thought you wanted real bad, a natural thing, and you think, boy, I like that. I'll like that, and I'll appreciate that. And maybe a year or two down the road, or maybe even quicker, you get to thinking, well, where's that thing at? Don't even know where I put it. Put it away, don't even know where to find it. I'm pretty bad like that. But I'm telling you what, I got something when I was 12 years old that I never have lost, and I know where it's at all the time. Praise God, I can feel it in my soul. It fadeth not away. Listen, what about it, preacher? Where's it at? It's reserved in heaven for you. Well, preacher, I thought you said you had it down in your soul. I do. I've got heaven in my soul. One of these days I'm leaving here and I'm going to God's celestial heaven. But I'm glad I got some heaven in my soul right now. It's never going to fade away. And he goes on. He says, who are kept Think about this. It's making the point here down in verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I'm telling you what, the devil can fight you. He can kick against you, but he can't take away what you got. We got victory. Sometimes when life's crowding in on us, I don't know if that's the way you are, but sometimes I should know better. But sometimes I get down in the dumps. I get down and kind of cold. I get kind of down and out. And I think, boy, I wonder what's going to happen. And then God will nudge me. He'll get my attention. He said, I'm still here. If you'll just trust me, you can be happy. Think about that. The Bible said, whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. I'm telling you, we can't get by in life without having troubles and problems and downtime. But we can be happy in the Lord, in the depths of our soul, even in the midst of life's trying time. And so it goes on down here. I read this, who are kept by the power of God through faith and salvation, ready to be revealed Christ. Now listen to what verse 6 says. Wherein ye greatly rejoice. Now, I need to get to this part down here. I've been getting ahead of myself a little bit. It's talking about troubles down here, but I need to preach some about this. This is talking about the blessing of having salvation, about knowing the resurrection, about having the resurrection in your soul. It's good. It's never going to fade away. It's good. It'll be good from now on. It's incorruptible and undefiled. But now listen, down here in verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Now listen to what this says. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So even when we're in trouble, when we got bad things going on around us, when we're just down and out, if we'll keep on keeping on, it'll bring praise to God. Some of the troubled times that I've had in my life, when I look back at it, I can even say thank you for that, God, because it helped me to know what of God, and it helped me to be closer to the Lord and appreciate it. And it goes on down here. So listen to this. Goes on down. It says, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So Peter's saying, you haven't seen him with your natural eyes, but you know him and you love him and you can rejoice with joy unspeakable. Have you got that today, folks? Do you really know you got Jesus in your soul? Do you have the resurrection? Are you living for Jesus? That's probably enough preaching. I'm about out of strength anyway. Let's all stand. And let's get us a song. Somebody needs to come to Jesus today. God loved you so much. He let his precious son die on the cross of Calvary. I praise God today that he was able to die, that he loved us good enough to die. But I praise God beyond that he loved us good enough and had the power to get up from the dead. He got resurrected. And when I trusted Jesus, I got resurrected. Sing whenever you're ready. Somebody needs to come. Come on. Please obey the Lord. Please obey him today. Let God help you. Let God bless you. Come on. Please let God help you. Let God bless you. Somebody needs to come to Jesus today. You don't have to be a bad person to need to repent. That's just being a human person. If you're human, sometimes you'll need to repent. If you're here today and God's called you, if you need to get saved, come and get saved. But if you just need to move up closer to the cross, if you need to move up closer to that one that died and rose again, if, let me tell you this, if you're saved by God's grace and you can't get a blessing, you can write down all the reasons that you can't get a blessing. But if you want to see the real reason you can't get a blessing, if you've been saved by the grace of God and you want to see the real reason you can't get a blessing, look in the mirror. I've been in spots before and I've been struggling and having problems, thinking it was this or that. when I'd really look at myself in the mirror and God get my attention, I'd realize I needed to move up closer to the cross. Would you just come today? If you're lost, we'd like to see you get saved. If you already been saved, if you're here today and God's calling you, whatever the reason, please come. We're not here to judge anybody. We're not here to look down on you. I've already preached about my own failures. We've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. But I want you to know today God's got what you need. And He'll give it to you. It's ready for you. When Jesus was about to die on the cross, He said, "It's finished." It's a finished work. All you got to do is claim your part. Please come. Somebody needs to come. Come on. Please obey. Please obey the Lord. Amen. We appreciate you praying. Appreciate that song. Brother Smith, if you just come back up here with us and we'll have folks come on back up here and we'll have folks come around and shake hands with you, if that's all right. We really appreciate you move this morning. It blessed my heart. And I appreciate you and thankful for you. And when he gets up here and we get ready in just a minute, we'll sing and everybody wants to come around and shake hands with him. If you want to give him a hug, that's good too. And I give him one already. I might give him another. I appreciate him. Just come stand over here in the middle if you want to. And folks, let me say this to you. While we sing this song, come around and shake hands with this brother. We love and appreciate so much. Whoever's here that needs to come to the altar, there's still room for you. Please come. Please use this song also as an extension of the invitation. And sing whenever you're ready. God bless you, buddy. Golly. Come on, boy. I don't know. Another back, mama. There you go. Okay, I get you. I get you. I got you. I'll hold this. Please obey the Lord. That papa, that papa. He sing you, papa. He wants you. Thank you. Amen. While we're praying, while we're singing, I will just ask you, I want to plead with you a little bit. If you're here today and you're not where God would have you to be, come and get there. It just takes a simple move of faith, maybe just a step or two. God has what you need. He gives it freely. God's not stingy. He's so generous, He gave His only begotten Son to save our souls. If you're not saved, you can get saved. If you are saved, you can have happiness and joy and peace in your life and be blessed beyond measure. Please come. Please come. If God's calling you at all, please come. Good songs, and once again, this is a good meeting. God's good presence, and everybody that's here. Now, does anybody have something on your heart to say or do? All right, if not, just be seated and I'll turn over for the announcements.
The Ladies Club is collecting handwritten recipes for a cookbook to be published before Christmas. If you have any questions or want to participate in that, you can see Sister Brittany. There's a benefit service for Daryl Brooks. Daryl was diagnosed with metastatic adenocarcinoma tumor on the brain with lymphoid involvement. So they're going to have a benefit for him on Saturday, April the 27th, 6 p.m. That's going to be at Continental Baptist Church. So we'll announce that again. Please be praying for the Brooks family.
And also Joyce made a box for us to put those in, and that's going to be in the foyer. So you don't have to hand it in to me. There's a box where you can put your recipe cards in.
All right. Appreciate those announcements. Anybody else? You got some?
I just wanted to say on behalf of Adam and I that we're so thankful for the church and thankful for everybody that got to come out last weekend, and we're just so thankful to be a part of this congregation. So thank you.
Does anybody have the cross we handed out that has the invitation? Any of the kids? Any of the kids have that invitation? Can one of you bring me one real quick? I need it real bad. Yep, she's coming. Are you got it? She's got it. Okay.
I didn't have one, so I promised I would have asked this, and I basically forgot until 30 seconds ago.
Save the date, LMBC VBS, July 15th through the 19th, 6 to 8. Lego and let God. So there's some more of these back there if any of the kids didn't get them. We'd love everybody to come to Bible school. And most of all, we'd like to see somebody get saved. And I can tell you that we've had a good meeting about this already, and hopefully we're going to have a really good Bible school.
I got a couple announcements I want to make. I need your prayers. Got some things I want to ask you to pray for. Family called me and asked me if I would preach Daryl Brooks's Rusty. If I'd preach Rusty Brooks's funeral, that's going to be on the 13th of April, and it's going to be at Pleasant View Missionary Baptist Church. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. Viewing will start at 10 o'clock. That's on the 13th. Then on the 14th, Mike Raines has asked me to come preach at New Haven down near Cincinnati. That's in Norwood. I need your prayers for that. Then if God permit and I'm able, the next day on the 15th, which is Monday, Israel Douglas has asked me to come and preach revival for him at Smyrna. That's down in Louisville, Kentucky. And so please pray for that. Again, that's Rusty Brooks's funeral, and then Sunday at New Haven, and then starting Monday at Smyrna. So I'll need prayers for all those things. Anything else? All right, if not, we'll ask you to stand. Please come back tonight if you can. If you can't come back tonight, come back as soon as you can. Thank you for being here. If nothing else on anybody's heart, I'm going to ask Brother Lowell if he'll pray dismissal.